Straight on, Grant. Straight on. Straight on, Vance. Come on. On you go. Good lad. On you go. Just walking through Richmond bus station. On my way towards Richmond Hill. Forward, Vance. Now, some of you who left Vance. No, oh, you want the toilet? Okay. Go on then. A brilliant position, if ever I saw one, Vance. Good boy. Those of you who listened to my recordings around the Tour de France when it visited Yorkshire this year will know how organised I was in making sure that I was in Leeds nice and early and had my escape plan all worked out for how I was going to get back to the railway station and finally left France, and how that paid off because it meant that I didn't have to queue for hours unlike some people in order to get back to Harrogate and see the finish. Well, today Vance and I are off to see a cycle ride. However, this is just about the total opposite of that day. Today I lay in bed listening to the rain pouring down, thinking there is no way on earth that anybody's going to get me out to watch a cycle ride. And it's true, I didn't go out and watch the Prudential Surrey 100 ride this morning, which was a sort of mass participation, quite long, well, 100 mile cycle ride. Or at least it would be 100 miles had they not locked off a part of the route because of the Ford Vance, because of the inclement weather. They took out Box Hill and Leith Hill, I gather. On you go, Vance. Straight on, Vance. On you go. And then, somewhere around 12:30, the sun came out, and I thought, what the heck, let's go and see the Surrey Classic cycle ride, which is the professionals one, following pretty much the same route. I don't know if they're doing Box Hill and Leith Hill. Well, particularly as the route passes within about 10-15 minutes walk of home, it seemed a shame if the sun was shining, which it sort of is occasionally, not to go and see it. So here we are. By my reckoning, the cyclists will pass by up here in about 20 minutes, and we're probably about 10 minutes away. I think this is about as tight as you can do it. I have no expectations around actually getting on the fence line. Although previous occasions in Richmond have shown that interest in these things can be variable. I remember watching the first of these, I think it was the first anyway, certainly the first I was aware of in 2012, which was done as a, they said, as a sort of test run for the Olympic road race. Forward, Vance. On you go, big boy. Straight on. And I thought, oh, there's going to be crowds of people. And at that point, actually, the route ran even closer to my flat. It was within 150, 200 metres. Come on, Andy. And so I got out there nice and early. And I was the first one. So it did get a little busier. In a very low-key way. So I'm banking on that being the case again if I'm to get any kind of spot up here, because we won't have time to walk along the viewing line at all. Forward, Vance. Vance, do you want the toilet? You want the toilet? No? Okay. On you go then, Vance. On you go. Vance, get on, please.
Come on, up, up.
On you go, Rams. Straight on. Yeah. Excuse me, please.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Thanks. Straight on, Rams. Come on, up, up. Francis is very sluggish this morning, or this afternoon even. Although we did do quite a lot of walking yesterday. Forward, Francis, let's go. Come on then, big boy. Come on, Handy. We haven't got time to mess about, Francis. Get on. It's a bit unfair that I make him rush when I've been sitting at home twiddling my fingers thinking, not sure I'm going to bother. So anyway, you'll gather. We're walking up Richmond Hill. On you go, Vans. Which is as tiring as it always is. It's not that high a hill, really. But, as hills go. But, for London, I suppose it is. Oh, I felt some drops of water there. Hope it's not about to pour down. Come on, big boy. Forward, please. Come on, please, Handy. It's in your hands, fans, to get there on time. And forward, fans. So the cyclists find the way, fans. Set off from Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park at 1 o'clock, and the suggestion on the timesheet was that they would be doing an average of 26 miles an hour, which is, I think, means that every mile takes them about 2.5 minutes. Or maybe it's slightly under, as you know, I'm going the wrong way on there. It's just under 2 minutes, isn't it? And distance to here is, my guess would be, about 14 or 15 miles. The timesheet really unhelpfully only provided it in big blocks, so it went basically departure time from Keop. 1300, followed by arrival at Hampton Court at 2 o'clock. Great. Well, I know we're closer to Hampton Court than we are to Keop, but Ford Anderson, go on there, Handy. Whoa, seriously windy. A lot of debris in the air. Yuck. Come on, Vance. Come on, Handy, please. On we go. The road up here is very quiet. I presume then that most of the traffic on a weekend would be. Go on then, find the way. Come on, Vance, wake up. I don't care, just get on. Thank you. He was trying to decide whether he should take me on the gravel or the path, which makes not a jot of difference at this point. Straight on, fans. I can't remember what I was saying now. Rambling about something. Anyway, nice that the sun's come out. The poor, poor cyclists this morning taking part in the mass event must have got utterly drenched. The professionals on the other hand, who probably wouldn't care too much, seem to have brought the right breath with them. Find the way, Vance. I think what I'm probably going to do when I get there, assuming that I haven't missed them go past, So I shall stop this recording and start a new one for the actual passing of the peloton. Come on, big boy. Nice paddles along here. Straight on, Vance, yeah. Come on, straight on. Good boy. I know it's unusual. I know we don't normally go this way. Come on then, Handy. This is where the hill sort of levels off. The relief means that it feels as though you're descending. Straight on, Vance. I know this pavement is quite narrow, so I am literally jamming the hand that is holding the handle into my left leg, staying as close as I can to Vance. Just walk down here. Just trip down the steps and run off to the right. Alright, I'm coming to the road, that's good. Okay, Vance, forward please. Good lad, let's go. Put a coat on, partly to carry camera and sound recorder and stuff. But also partly because it could still pour down. But I'm starting to regret it now. I think I'm going to be wetter in the coat than I would be without it. Famous last words, you wait, it'll pour down now. Alright, we're getting there now. Coming up towards the Star and Garter home, which is at the top of Richmond Hill. All we need to do then is get into the park and hope we can find a spot. I think we'll walk east. Basically at Richmond Gate, the cyclists turn from heading west to heading south. So my thinking is, I'm just thinking out loud here, maybe the view would be better the other way. We'll see. But we're not going to have long to see. We may have missed it already. Find the crossing, Han. There's that crossing. Good boy. Now forward, please. Good boy. Now forward. Okay. Find right, we now cross the several crossings, that's good. Next stop is Richmond Gate. Come on, Handy. Whoa. Go on, Vance, find the way. Find the way, Vance. Traffic being held back here. Through you go, Vance, through you go. Go on. Go on then, Handy. Right, we're in the park. Up, Handy. And walk along it. Okay then, Vance. Here we go, this is it. Find right then, Vance. Let's go. Here somewhere. Find right. Big dog. It's not a bad idea. I think we shall just stick here. We're on the roundabout, which has got a nice mound on it. And it's probably a reasonable spot. Anyway, okay, so I've made it here. I will stop this booth here. I'll take a picture of my view. And then we'll be back on when the cyclists are a bit nearer, which should be soon.